Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This guy right here, Herb Howard, he is the absolute truth.
What's that, Herb? I'm sorry. Yeah, I got it.
Our brother, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He's in the building.
Herb Howard, always a great football press conference question asker.
Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me.
I was going to ask you, have you played receiver? Y'all are laughing. He's the only one not laughing.
And you hear that baritone in the press conferences. You know that a good question is coming.
Yeah, that's a great point, Herb. I will say that you hit it right on the head there.
From the Bigs, Herb Howard is in the house.
I wish I looked as comfortable as
I know, man. I need some chonclas on.
Very nice look. So
man, let me tell you what happened. This is probably about 2 years ago. Lou invites me to do some pregame work at Soldier Field with him. I come, I'm dressed, I feel like I feel really, really good. I got a little, like, mauve, pink color suit. It's tailored, it fits good. I look amazing, if I do say so myself. We do the hit, hit's over. Lou goes, if you ever outdress me again on my own show, I'll never invite you back.
I haven't been back on the show since.
I don't think you would do that because I don't think that you would ever admit to being overdressed or outdressed.
It was off camera, so from now on, I'm always going to underdress anytime I'm with Lou.
By the way, I remember that day you did look really good.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Oh, man, it is great to have Herb Howard here in the building from It's the Bigs. We love the guys and the girls over at It's the Bigs. Shout out to my guy, Eugene. Every now and again, I just randomly run into Gene in the streets.
Me too.
And shout out to my guy, Terrence Tomlin, as well. And this guy, Herb Howard, you know, I talk about this all the time. Like, I see you. I can see you from here. Don't worry. I'll be out of the way soon enough. And then it'll all be yours.
Listen, that audio intro was like the second coolest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I don't even know what the first one is, but I know I'm going to leave space for something else. That part was super, super, super cool. I also want to say that it is 3:06 right now. Mm-hmm. When I walked in, you were all about, you know, how late I am. And Alex told me this was supposed to start at 3:00.
Oh, we're late. Now he's flipping it around.
Well, that's on me. It's my job to make sure the show is on time, but we've been having so much fun that we were a little late. So that's definitely on me.
It's on you.
That you said that this man was late and he was early.
What did I say about your punctuality that you wouldn't and haven't said about your own self?
All of it was a lie. No,
Get out of here.
No, socially, I'm not very punctual. I feel like socially, we will arrive when we arrive. We're going to get to the restaurant, the bar, yes, the function, whatever, at this time. Ish.
Time frame. Yeah, I agree. Ish. But radio shows don't work that way.
I was here on
That's
time
why
for
I
the
was
radio
concerned.
Show.
I was concerned.
No ish for radio.
So was that clip that they just played?
To meet Jason Leisure for a beer, ish.
was that clip they just played? Was that from when you wore those Hoochie Daddy shorts on Blue
Hoochie
Show?
Daddy shorts are hilarious. I wear shorts as often as I can. We live in Chicago. Yeah, I got about 70 days to get shorts in.
Yeah.
So the minute it's above 55, 60, I'm all into my shorts back. I see you got on cool shorts today, too. Yeah. So, yeah, I had the shorts on. But that story I told was 100% true.
That's funny.
Lou definitely told me as soon as that camera went off, don't outdress me on my show. I want to invite you back. And I haven't been back. So, from now on, anytime you see me with Lou Kanellis, I'll probably have on pajamas.
Well, Lou is definitely very well-dressed all the time.
He is.
All the time. And when – I guess we can put Bake back into the discussion now that he's doing sports again. But he used to be – Lou Kanellis and Ryan Baker.
Mm. Ryan Baker's always dressed well.
You know, like two guys that were always had their stuff together. When you saw them on the air, they were always sharp. Open casket sharp. That's how good they were out here looking.
That's how friends of the show, Caitlin Sharkey and Cassie Carlson are.
Cassie always dressed like that. She came in here and I was like.
And Dion.
I'm like, why do you look like professional right now? This is a radio show.
Now, Cassie Carlson hit you with like the leather pants and the heel and the whole nine. It's like, dang, Cassie, like, give me a chance to look halfway decent standing next to you. Like,
this is the thing.
They all, Cassie Carlson, Caitlin Sharkey, Dion Miller, they all dress like they just like walked like a mannequin, just walked out of the store onto the street.
They make all the rest of us look like football reporters.
Yes.
I'm wearing these brightly colored Nike shorts, and one of my 11-year-old daughter's friends comes up to me and she goes, "Oh, where did you get those shorts? And why?"
That's good.
They got you with that one.
I like that, man. That's funny. I can like if you talk to me like that, like we can get along. I like that.
Do you feel comfortable telling the Liquid Death story? Because that's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's a different story about my 11-year-old daughter.
Have you
ever seen Liquid Death? It's
I know what it is.
Water.
I know what it is.
If anyone is listening to this.
Tanny, do you still have your
Tanny
can?
Tanny has one right now.
Did you finish it? I crushed it, yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you don't know what it is, it's bottled water, basically, that comes in a can. And it does look like a beer can. It does look like it's an IPA or something like that. So I took my kids a year or two ago to a concert at Northerly Island. And you know, like, I have all the cheap dad moves. I'm all about cheap dad moves.
Pack a lunch.
Pack a lunch is a big one. I was just talking to my daughter today about maybe we'll go to Six Flags. By the way, when we do, you're going to pack a lunch. One of my great ones is when I take them to a Sox game or something, I tell them, hey, guys, and they don't know this is a game yet. Before the game, I'll take you anywhere you want to eat. Wherever you guys want, you can pick. They think that's amazing. I know they're going to pick Chick-fil-A, and it's going to cost, or Wendy's, or whatever.
A fraction of the price.
It's going to cost a third of what it's going to cost me at Comiskey. So, like, whatever you guys want before the game, you guys, and they think it's amazing.
That's a pretty good dad move. Tanny, have you ever pulled that trick?
It's a win-win. I would never judge another father in the room, but I would never deprive my child of all the delicacies that Sox Park has to offer. My dad would definitely do that to me, and we've definitely stopped for a Maxwell Street Polish before and after a game. But, like, I love the culinary experience.
They have very good food there, Tanny. You're right. I do. Hey, does this help at all? That I do tell them I'll get them any one treat they want at the game. They get a treat at the game.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a fair.
My dad, when we were kids, we would go to White Sox games or we would go to games around the country. He would, when we were walking into the stadium, he would give us each a $20 bill. Then that's your concessions. And back in the 90s.
You
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good. That's like two things to eat: a drink and a ice cream or something. Back in the 90s,
Dippin' Dots. Yeah, now go back to the Liquid Death thing.
So my daughter is pestering me about getting her. Can you get me a water? Can you get me a water? And I'm like, man, I'm not going to want to pay $9, if maybe more, for bottled water here. But I'm like, if this is what it takes to have the night go better, I'm going to do it. So I get it for her, and my 11-year-old daughter Anna. She's very, very self-conscious. Herb's met her indeed many times.
Indeed.
You've been out to breakfast.
She's one of the smartest children I've ever met.
But she's very self-conscious about a lot of things. She's easily embarrassed. And when I handed her what looked like a beer can of water, she was so embarrassed, horrified. And I didn't mention this to you when I was telling you about this earlier. We ran into someone we know at the concert while she's holding what she feels like is a beer. She's so embarrassed by this. And She's like, I can just see her face kind of like melting down, and she's holding it, and she's taking one sip out of it maybe. And she's like, I don't want this. I don't want this. I'm like, no. You are chugging that thing. You are drinking that whole thing. Well, I don't like how it looks. Well, would you like me to put it in a paper bag for you?
Oh,
wow.
Would that help?
Wow.
This guy.
Wow, that is great parenting.
Well, then people won't be able to see it, Anna. Is that what you want?
Wow.
This is the whole bit. That's great. Wow. Herb, thanks for coming down, man. We appreciate you. Where you want to start? You want to start talking about this Bears team?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I do want to give my big brother Drew Steams a shout out. He broke the story yesterday about the front office extensions, and you know that's been a huge discussion today. And so shout out to Drew for doing that. I'm waiting to break something somewhere about anything, and Drew's over there killing it on the Bulls beat. So shout out to Drew.
Can I ask you guys both? And I had my experience as a beat reporter, and it's funny. Like inside of one of my group chats last night, we were talking about the breaking news like apparatus.
Sure.
And I know that it used to give me hives mm-hmm. when I was a beat reporter, especially when free agency would come around. Yeah. Because you know that there's a lot of competition on the beat itself. Mm-hmm. And then there's the national news breakers.
Yep.
What's it like for you guys to deal with both your own level of competition, your editors, mm-hmm. and Do you think that there is a value to the breaking news aspect, or is it people just want your reaction to the news and maybe don't care if you necessarily broke it?
For me, it's so important to be right than it is to be first. And so I can imagine back in the day it may have been different, but now with this rush to be first, and then everybody's a reporter and has a phone and a Twitter, and it's like you just want to be right. And so for me, it's just more important to maintain solid relationships, whether that's with, you know, people inside the building, people, sources close to the situation or sources with knowledge of the situation. It's just more important for me to maintain, you know, the integrity of those conversations and those relationships than it necessarily is for me to be first. But I certainly want to be. You certainly try and, you know, put those things out. You know, this particular person is working on an extension or this thing might happen. And so you're like, hey, hit me if this is actually going to happen. You know what I mean? And so you try, but I like, it's really, really cool if it happens, but I wouldn't like go out of my way to do it at risk of being wrong or at risk of damaging a potential source relationship.
It is extremely hard to break NFL transaction news mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
For anyone other than the main national reporters.
Unless it's Schefter or Pelissero or Ian Rappaport.
Yeah. Right. Two of those guys work for the league.
Right. Correct.
And there is so much horse trading between them and agents, them and executives that
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, it's kind of automatic that it's going to go through them basically as it goes through officially anyway. Where you'll see sourcing and stuff in the way that I cover the Bears is where you'll see a lot of behind the scenes information coming through is if you go back to, you know, when they're late in the 2023 season trying to figure out what to do with Justin Fields and having this pick coming in of Caleb Williams. If you're reading the Sun Times through that, you have no doubt on where things are headed basically from like November till March. Once you really get into where it's pretty obvious it's that they're going to draft Caleb. That's where you see sourcing kind of gives you a complete and thorough and kind of gives you a guideline of reporting on where things are going.
It's so interesting. And I luckily, and I'll go all Barry Horowitz, I broke a story last week. Okay. And it was on the media front. And
I was out of town So I would love to hear what this was. I didn't catch it.
This was when CHSN was going to end up back on Comcast.
Okay.
By the way, I switched back. I had been a Fubo guy, and once I heard that deal got done, I have already moved back to Comcast. So anyway.
So it worked.
I'm glad that they're back. You. They're on Comcast, and now I'm back, and we'll see what happens with the over-the-air signal and all
that
stuff.
I miss it because I'm just like, oh, no, I can't watch the White Sox anymore. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
You're one of the only people that's actually watching the White Sox, though.
Like, literally one of the only people.
Yeah. You're one of those.
The only guy I like is Leisure because he pitches and I walk past the TV and it's like my childhood dreams are coming true. I'm walking past, they're like, Leisure sets and delivers.
See, and Steve Stone is out there saying your name on TV, which is a cool thing. But it's the way that it's structured now, I do wonder about whether or not it matters to the consumer. And I do, there's clearly, like, there's a rush when you get the opportunity to be first on something.
Mm-hmm.
But Herb, I think that your approach is better. And it was kind of the approach that I wanted to take. Like, I want to make sure that we get this right because there's nothing worse. And it happened nationally during free agency and the draft. There were a lot of people that were reporting stuff. And then magically those tweets disappeared because the information that they got was wrong. I also think there's a ton of like one source reporting, but that's another story for another day. When it comes to the breaking news stuff, though, I don't know if... I mean, I guess everyone wants to be first, or everyone who listens wants to think, hey, you know, Herb is the Bears guy, or Jason is my Bears guy. I know that they have the scoopage. I feel like in being in this space, and it's a little bit different from when I was reporting, in this space, I think people, they don't care where the news comes from. They have so much trust in you guys to interpret what that news is for them, and there's value context, in that.
And I think that's where the individuality comes in, right? So a story's going to come from wherever it's going to come from, and then how Jason feels about it may not be exactly how I feel about it. And then the people who are super loyal and like diehard Jason Leisure followers, then they just can't wait to see what Jason thinks about this so it can help them form how they feel about it. And same thing for me.
They just wait for me to crap on it?
Usually, but, you know, that's what they're waiting for. And so, you know, this idea of being first isn't as important to me as being right or having a legitimate, like, thought about it that I've had a chance to kind of sit with and digest and discuss how I feel with it. But now, because of the things like Twitter and everybody's like, we can't do what everybody else does. Like, anybody else who's, like, a fan of the Bears, like, have a friend on the Bears or a friend in the whatever, then they can just throw something out. And if it's wrong, then
there's
so
no
what? It's just wrong, right?
There's no consequences.
You or I can't just put something out and, like, oh, it was wrong, so what? It's like, oh, no, Jason Leisure from the Sun-Times got this wrong. And there's this whole big thing.
The aggregation of if you two put something out, aggregation of that, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Right.
And if you're wrong, your bosses are going to be upset. Yeah. You're going to be upset if you got a story wrong.
I don't even get to the point of thinking in my mind about what is the backlash at work going to be if I get something wrong. I would be so like preoccupied this would be the worst thing for me. I would hate this. I need people to know that
you
everything,
take the job seriously.
I need people. Well, I just need people to know as an offshoot of that, Lawrence, is I need people to know everything they read that's under my name is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe some stuff doesn't go in because I don't know if that's true.
I don't know yet.
But everything that you read under my name has got to be true. And that's before I even talk to an editor or somebody at work. That's for me.
I'm going to go to Hallis Hall tomorrow and I'm going to look Ryan Poles in his face. And he's like, Herb, what was that yesterday? He may not actually say that, but I'm like, he knows it and I know it. And it's like, or like Jalen Johnson, like, I talk to you every day and we have a pretty good relationship. I don't want to go out there and say, well, he did this or he did that or this is happening. And it's like, no, I didn't say that at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
like,
accountability in that way, too, as a person. I mean, in the way that, you know, people, random Twitter accounts don't have is I know I'm walking in and seeing these people. I know that all these people have my phone number and know how to reach me. I know that, I know, for example, kind of even not about breaking news, but I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
I truly believe that those end up, at least my experience was, those ended up being the best relationships that I had. Where
out of conflict.
Yeah, someone would pull you aside because they know that you take the job seriously, and someone will be like, yo, you got this wrong, and here's why. And I'm always open to that conversation, because I think that at the root of all of this is we need to be as well-versed as we can be in what it is that we cover,
sure,
so that we can help the people who follow us in this. So if I get the opportunity to learn something from a mistake, I like to do it. And that was always my favorite thing, is someone saying, tell me why you said blank. And then I'll go, well, this is why. And da-da-da. This part's right. This part's right. This part's wrong. And let me tell you why. Those are those moments where you go, okay, now I'm getting a real education inside of the building.
I had somebody tell me, not this was incorrect, but, well, when you wrote that, you don't understand this rationale for it. And this was an executive that I had, and let me just preface this by saying I've had a pretty long career, so this
he's could be, he's covered NBA teams, hockey
this
teams.
This could be anybody.
He's covered college football teams. Yeah.
I had made this pitch to this person multiple times that I say to everybody I cover, player, executive, agent, is we have a shared interest. Whatever your feelings are about the media, we have an aligned interest of wanting you to be covered fairly and accurately. And the more I understand about why you do things, the more fair and accurate the coverage is going to be, which is really important to me. And I found it to be important to everybody that I cover too. And so I've made this pitch, and the person would always just kind of tell me what I wanted to hear and be like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, good idea. You're right. I'm on board with that. And never happened. There was never this, you know, healthy line of communication until one day in a sports facility, that person was very upset about some critical coverage and said exactly this, said like, well, when you wrote about this problem and this problem, you don't understand all of these reasons for why that happened. And I said, that's my point.
That's
what I've been telling you for fill in the blank number of years that I've been covering fill in the blank organization. That's what I keep saying to you. And you don't get it. I've done my part. And if I don't have the information, that doesn't mean I'd make wild, reckless speculation, but I will judge off the information that I have and formulate my opinion off whatever information I have. If I have more context and more reasoning for why you did what you did, I still may not agree with the move, but I will at least understand where it comes from better. And then that led to what you're saying. That led to that was finally like the example. That was the point getting across. And then things were more productive after that.
There's nothing wrong with having that educational moment that you were speaking of, right? But as long as you understand that I'm not coming from a malicious place, like, you know, I'm coming from a genuine place. I'm not intending to make you look bad. I have a job to do, and I'm going to do my job, but I'm going to do it from a professional space and always with pure intentions. Like, I still get people coming to me today about me asking Eberflus if he was going to get fired if he was willing to get fired without changing the OC last year. I didn't want to ask him that question, but it did need to be asked. And I asked it as delicately as I possibly could. And I think he respected it. Like, our dynamic didn't necessarily change. I mean, he wasn't there much longer thereafter, but it didn't necessarily change. But I needed to ask that question. But I'm not trying to disrespect you, and I'm certainly not trying to get you fired. I respect everybody that reaches the heights of their particular field, right? Like the players, all of it, right? So I have a ton of respect for those guys, but I still have to ask this question as much as you don't want to hear it, and I don't necessarily want to ask it.
It's not asking it delicately. It's asking it respectfully.
Respectfully.
Yeah, you can do this job, and you can do it the way that I've been doing it. And you guys love playing the clips.
We do. It's funny because you guys.
But it's respectful.
You guys straightforward.
And he made a good point. The one other thing I tell people that I cover, besides that we both want the coverage of you to be fair and accurate, is that it is not personal. No. Anything I write, anything I do, my job, and I know this is complicated and it puts me in a position of the thing I'm criticizing is very personal to you. This is your life's work.
Sure.
If you're Justin Fields or a GM or whoever, but I am not out to get you. It is not personal. My job is to critique how you do your job. And I do not wish ill on you as a person in any way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.